In the Paris suburb of Sevran, Fauzi is packing. For a decade, he ran a charity mainly for young people in the area, but he had to shut it because of government funding cuts. He says the closure is a huge loss for the neighbourhood because there are few activities, people are poor, and rising prices are making their lives harder.
If you only have one income at home, you just can't survive until the end of the month. You can't keep up because energy, fuel, food, everything's more expensive.
Fauzi was one of the leaders of France's Yellow Vests, a protest movement sparked by high fuel prices 4 years ago. He says it feels like nothing has changed, that costs keep increasing, and it's the poorest that suffer most.
Energy bills are going up, and I hear Emmanuel Macron say it's the end of abundance and we all need to make sacrifices. Well, I'm sorry, but we were in the streets back then because we were already making sacrifices.
Soaring energy prices are fueling inflation, but also discontent among people who are struggling financially, and not only in France, but across parts of Europe. And some say that unless things get better, the EU could face a winter of social unrest. A new report by the EU's Trade Union Confederation says most low-income workers in the bloc will have to spend more than a month's salary on energy bills this winter. This week, people demonstrated in the German cities of Berlin and Leipzig.
I'm protesting against rampant inflation, and I want excess profits to be taxed to help ordinary people.
EU governments are scrambling to wean the bloc off Russian energy and maintain political pressure on Moscow. But unless they succeed in shielding consumers from high bills, they could face a public backlash as frustration grows with spiralling costs. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Sevran.